for Leologos Radio, the weekly radio program featuring the best in Greek music and culture, plus interviews with Greek and international newsmakers. Leologos Radio with Michael Nevaralekis begins now.
Μα σημαδεύει με στα μάτια.
That was Eleni Tseligopoulou starting us off today with Ta Paidia ton Dromon. This is Dialogos Radio, the weekly Greek radio program, which bridges the worldwide Greek community and which airs globally on 20 radio stations across 5 countries, 4 continents, and online. My name is Michael Nevradakis, and today on our program, the Dialogos interview series will feature an exclusive interview with Antti Pesonen, the former head of Finland's Independence Party, a party which is advocating for Finland to exit the Eurozone and the European Union. Pesonen will talk about the party and its history, the many similarities between Finland and Greece and the current economic crisis in Finland, the dire impacts of EU and Eurozone membership for the country, and he will comment on other key issues regarding Greece and Europe. This interview will be followed up by our commentary of the week, where we will discuss Zoe Kostandopoulou and her forthcoming political movement, and in addition, we will hear some great Greek music. Coming up now, though, is this week's Dialogos interview series and our discussion with Antti Pesonen of the Independence Party of Finland. The Dialogos interview series, our weekly segment featuring interviews on matters pertaining to Greece and the worldwide Greek community, coming up next here on Dialogos Radio. Joining us today on Dialogos Radio in the Dialogos interview series is Antti Pesonen. Antti is the former chairman of the Independence Party of Finland, a party which advocates, among other things, the withdrawal of Finland from the European Union and the Eurozone. He will speak to us about the movement that he is a part of, what has been happening in Finland, how Eurozone membership and EU policies have impacted the country, and he will share with us his take as to what has been happening in Greece and throughout the European continent. Antti, thank you very much for joining us today.
Hi, and thanks very much for this opportunity.
To begin, share with us a few words about the Independence Party, how it began, its history, and what it stands for.
It began on 1994, before the Finnish decision about the membership to go to European Union. There was a group of people who thought that there has to be at least one party that defends Finnish independence and a real democracy. So we think even today that we need a real democracy and welfare. We need also independent state. So Finland was begun a member of European Union. It meant that Finland is not anymore an independent state. That's a main reason for new party, and after 20 years, more and more people have seen that there is a real need for big change and own currency and own decision making right.
What are conditions like in the Finnish economy today, and what has been the impact of European Union and Eurozone membership for Finland?
Eurozone membership has meant many difficulties. It has cost a lot Finland and Finnish people. Our export has gone down dramatically. There is now news that in January this year, export has gone down 10% from year 15. And there is a growing unemployment and in many ways, mental chaos in Finland, because in biggest medias, there are still the attitude that they don't want to have a discussion about Euro exit or EU exit. So there seems to be only one alternative, and this alternative is based on EU membership and Euro. Our party is still outside of parliament, and therefore it's very hard to get the voice heard.
We are on the air with Andy Pesonen, former chairman of Finland's Independence Party, here on the Dialogos Radio and the Dialogos interview series. You mentioned this decline in exports. From what I understand, the decline is in part due to the European Union's embargo towards Russia. Tell us about the impact of this embargo.
Yes, it has had a very big meaning, especially for sector of export of food to Russia has gone down dramatically, and also in other sectors. But Russia has not been the most important export country, but one of the most important. It has large consequences in many ways. Also, our Western neighbors, Sweden, Norway, Denmark, they have their own currency, and then they have possibility to rule their own economy much better than Finland.
What has the government's response to this economic downturn been in Finland? Have there been austerity measures and cuts that have been implemented, for instance?
Yes, there is now continuing and a strong and difficult discussion about how to cut public spending, and there is a huge pressure for wages, and it's difficult to say how it's going to be with the government's decisions, but it's clear that they will cut public spending, and it means more and more difficulties for poorest people, and it seems clear that also that unemployment will increase because of these decisions that are ahead.
Now, how do the people of Finland in general view the country's participation in the European Union, the Eurozone, and potential NATO membership? And how does the media in Finland portray these institutions to the public?
I must first say that I think the main problem for these issues in Finland is that there is no real open discussion in public big media. There is a growing need and growing opinion that Finland should leave the euro and take their own currency. But it's so strange situation that in Finnish parliament there is not one party that is for euro exit or EU exit. Public opinion is of course very much connected to what are the topics in media, and this silence about alternatives is dangerous, but of course there is some hope and much hope. For example, Britain's coming referendum about leaving EU or staying there, it's very good for people to see that there are alternatives. About NATO membership, Finnish is outside of NATO, and about 60 or 70% of Finns are in favor of staying out the NATO. But in the biggest parties, there are strong views that Finland should join the NATO. And even more, there are in the government and in Finnish parliament, there are a strong opinion that Finland should be more and more connected to EU's foreign and security policy. I must say also that from my point of view and from Independence Party, we strongly stress that it's very important for Finland to stay out of big powers conflicts and also outside of NATO. Now Finland is connected to conflict in Ukraine and other conflicts. EU is part, and as a neighbor of Russia, for Finland it's very dangerous in long term to be part of conflict between West and Russia. So my point of view and Independence Party's one big topic is to get Finland neutral, just like Switzerland is.
We are speaking with Andy Pesonen, former chairman of the Independence Party of Finland, here on the Dialogos Radio and the Dialogos interview series. You mentioned, of course, the growing support in Finland for an exit from the Eurozone, and this also has been reported in some international media as well. Who is behind these calls for an exit from the Eurozone? How is the Independence Party participating in this movement? And what do you estimate is the support for a Eurozone exit at this time in Finland?
I think that even if there, and even though there is not such an open public discussion the reality that real politics and real decisions that people have seen, these are the main reasons for growing need to leave the Eurozone. I think it's very promising that people after many years have been able to make their own decisions, even when it's not seen in political decisions and government's policy. But I think that such kind of strong view that will increase and someday will lead to maybe referendum or some kind of other decision that makes Finland leave the Eurozone and take its own currency, which is very important for the base of own economy and own future in a large scale.
Now, many of the other positions of the Independence Party of Finland closely relate to issues that are of great importance in Greece as well, including defending domestic food production, developing self-sufficiency in energy production, and ensuring the balanced development of the country's regions. Tell us more about these positions.
Yes, we need strong reform, for example, energy policy. There are now all the equipment to produce energy from sustainable resources also in Finland, like all over the world and all over Europe. And Finnish official energy policies, it's much based on nuclear power and also import of electricity. We are much dependent on import of power. Making a sustainable future and getting more jobs and having people to decide for their own future needs to strong reform, for example, in energy policy and also, like you mentioned about food, there is now such kind of situation that the import of food to Finland per year is 2 billion, so 2,000 million euros more than our export of food. In energy, it's about 8 billion or 8,000 million euros per year, bigger import than export. And these are two quite important topics for Independence Party to get a big change. It means also more jobs to Finland and in many ways more sustainable policy and future.
This is the Alois Radio. We will return after a short break.
Καφέ μου εγώ το πίνω στο ποτήρι του κρασιού, στο ποτήρι το δικό σου, στο ποτήρι του καϊνού. Τα παλιά γκαρσόνια ξέρουν ποιος αντέχει το γυαλί, τα παλιά γκαρσόνια ξέρουν ποιος τα αλήθεια έχει καεί. Τα παλιά γκαρσόνια ξέρουν ποιος αντέχει το γυαλί, τα παλιά γκαρσόνια ξέρουν ποιος τα αλήθεια έχει καεί. Το καφέ μου το φέρνουν στο ποτήρι του κρασιού, τρέμει κι είναι ραγισμένο σαν καντήλι του Χριστού. Τα παλιά γκαρσόνια ξέρουν ποιος αντέχει το γυαλί. Τα παλιά γκαρσόνια ξέρουν ποιος τα αλήθεια έχει καεί. Τα παλιά γκαρσόνια ξέρουν ποιος αντέχει το γυαλί. Τα παλιά γκαρσόνια ξέρουν ποιος τα αλήθεια έχει καεί. Τα παλιά γκαρσόνια ξέρουν ποιος αντέχει το γυαλί. Τα παλιά γκαρσόνια ξέρουν ποιος τα αλήθεια έχει καεί.
We now return to the Diálogos interview series here on Diálogos Radio. We are on the air with Andy Pesonen, former chairman of the Independence Party of Finland, here on Diálogos Radio in the Diálogos interview series. You mentioned, of course, that the Independence Party has not been elected to the Finnish parliament and that there is no party in parliament that supports an exit from the Eurozone or the European Union. What are the obstacles that your party faces in earning enough electoral support to enter parliament?
It's a very good question. It's clear that it's very hard to work when the public big media is against you and when you have nearly no money to get your voice heard. I think that our time is coming. I'm sure about that. One obstacle has been that there has been and there are some so-called alternatives. There is one big party in parliament that seemed to be an alternative to EU politics, but it's now in government and it's making just the same policy than the old parties has done. So it's also nowadays more and more clear to many people and voters who make this party big that they have been cheated. But we must concentrate to our own job and our own alternative to make it more and more clear. And I'm sure that the reality wakens people and there will be a strong change for parliament in some elections that are coming and also a strong change in the politics of Finland. It's an old saying that you can cheat all for a short time and some for a long time, but not all for all time. Finnish people are used to be ruled by someone. We have been about 600 years under Swedish rule and after that about 100 years under Russian rule. So the independence time in Finland was quite short and it's also in mentality this kind of attitude to be ruled by someone. But I'm sure that this EU membership and all this, what it means, will be not very long period, but it lasts some time, some years ahead, but there will be a big change.
Now, the Independence Party, from what I understand, participated a couple of years ago in a pan-European meeting of like-minded and Eurosceptic parties, which was organized in Greece by a Greek movement, the United Popular Front, or PAM. What relations does your party maintain with these movements that exist in other European countries?
Yes, and it was a great success and a great meeting in Athens, what you just mentioned. We have some connections and we try to build more. There are many, many movements, for example, in Denmark and in Britain. And now, after this Athens meeting, we have connections to Southern Europe, which is very, very good for us. And in many ways, we can get information and see how people's needs and opinions are very much the same all over this area, even when the cultures are different and countries has different kind of history and so on. But this kind of cooperation is very, very good and very important, hopefully for all.
The government of Finland has been known to have often adopted a very harsh stance towards Greece with regards to the so-called bailout agreements that Greece has signed with the Troika. How do you view the stance of the Finnish government towards Greece and the Greek crisis?
Quite problematic to say something clear about this. I must first say that the public media and information that ordinary people get from, for example, this Greek crisis, it's quite one-sided. And I think that government's opinion and attitude is quite strongly dependent of what, for example, Germany has done. And so the attitude and opinion of Finnish people, it's not the same towards Greek than the Finnish government's decisions.
We are speaking with Andy Pesonen, former chairman of Finland's Independence Party, here on Dialogos Radio and the Dialogos interview series. What was your reaction to the referendum that took place in Greece regarding the austerity measures that were proposed and the aftermath of the referendum and the actions of the Greek government?
Yes, I'm not very surprised, but it's not very nice to see that people are cheated and governments are doing things that opposite that have been promises and which are against the majority of people's opinion. It's quite sad to see.
How do you view the ongoing refugee crisis and the actions of the European Union and the Western European countries in response to this crisis?
The Western countries are behind of this crisis because if there hasn't been Western military actions in Middle East and these areas that the refugees are coming to Europe, the situation will be quite different. I think that there are not the Western countries and the biggest Western countries, especially, they are not taking their responsibility for this crisis. It's very, very, very sad to see that millions of people have to suffer so much, and of course many millions have died in this crisis in Iraq and in Afghanistan and Syria, for example. I think when we try to think about solving this problem, it has to be question number one, how to stop killing and fighting. It's obvious that when states are ruined and there are, for example, like now in Afghanistan or in Libya, there are no real state anymore. It's a very, very dangerous situation many ways, and there are no one that could or will take responsibility from the security and building some kind of sustainable future. Now, of course, when this refugee crisis is a reality, there has to be some kind of measures to take care of these people. And there is a need to help people as close to their homes than possible. but some of these refugees also have that they need to get a place from outside of their own countries. It's not an easy, I think there are not very easy solutions for this, but to avoid growing racism and other very negative consequences, governments should now concentrate to stop this crisis and fighting.
In wrapping up, where can our listeners find out more information about the Independence Party of Finland and your platform?
We have website ipu.fi, and I hope that we'll get information in English and other also in other languages there, but in Finnish there are quite much information.
Well, Andy, thank you very much for taking the time to speak with us today here on Dialogos Radio and the Dialogos interview series.
Thanks very much for you.
Attention iTunes users, Dialogos Radio is now just a click away. You can now download our podcasts and listen to Dialogos Radio 24/7 anytime, anywhere. Check us out today in the iTunes podcast directory and in iTunes Radio.
Η αμαρτωλή και της αυγής η μονή θέλουν βαρίζε υπέκικο και νευρικό τιμόνι. Σε τόπους τριγυρίζουνε σβησμένους από το χαρτί για μια σταγόνα ουρανό, για μια αγάπη σκάρτη. Όσοι με το χάρο γίναν φίλοι, με τσιγάρο φεύγουνε στα χείλη. Στα τρελά τους όνειρα δοσμένοι, πάντα γελαστοί, πάντα γελαστοί. Διαδρομή Αθήνα Σαλονίκη, μια πόλη χτίσαμε μαζί κι ακόμα ζω στο νίκη. Έπεσα να σ' ονειρευτώ σε ψάθα από φιλίρα, κι είδα πως βγάζει νύχτα φως και το στράκο πορφύρα. Όσοι με το χάρο γίναν φίλοι, με τσιγάρο φεύγουνε στα χείλη. Στα τρελά τους όνειρα δοσμένοι, πάντα γελαστοί, πάντα γελαστοί. Όσοι με το χάρο γίναν φίλοι, με τσιγάρο φεύγουνε στα χείλη. Στα τρελά τους όνειρα δοσμένη. Πάντα γελαστή, πάντα γελαστή, πάντα γελαστή και γελασμένη.
Take the Dialogos Radio on the go with you with the new Dialogos Radio app for Android devices. Now you can listen live to the Dialogos Radio and the Dialogos Radio 24/7, download our podcasts, and read our latest articles, all in our free Android app, available now in the Google Play Store.
We just heard Dimitris Mitropanos here on the Dialogos Radio with Panda Yelesti, and earlier we heard Orfeas Peridis singing Ta Paya Garsonia. This is the Dialogos Radio, where we just wrapped up the Dialogos interview series for this week and our interview with Andy Pesonen of Finland's Independence Party. The podcast of this interview will soon be available on our website, dialogosmedia.org, in the Dialogos Radio apps for Android, Kindle, BlackBerry, and Chrome, in iTunes, TuneIn.com, in the Windows Store, and in the Nobex Radio, WeCast, Player FM, and Stitcher apps for various smartphones and tablets. Coming up is some music, and right after that, our commentary of the week.
Diálogos Radio 24/7, our online radio station which features the best mix of great Greek music, plus programming and interviews from the vast Diálogos Radio archive. Tune in through our website, dialogosmedia.org, in iTunes Radio, or at tunein.com.
We just heard Adriana Babali here on Diálogos Radio with the song Mira Mu Egines, and coming up next is our commentary of the week.
Diálogos Radio's commentary of the week. Each week, Michael Navratakis provides views and opinions on issues pertaining to Greece and to the worldwide Greek community. Coming up next, here on Diálogos Radio.
It is pretty clear that humanity, and certainly the Greek people, have not yet had enough of so-called saviors. This is the conclusion that I am forced to reach after watching the latest Greek political hero, Zoe Konstantopoulou, being paraded from one major Greek media outlet to another, leading up to the launch of her new political movement. The supposedly heroic Zoe Konstantopoulou is now following in the footsteps of Alexis Tsipras, of François Hollande, of Podemos in Spain, which have long ago abandoned their so-called radical economic platform, of Jeremy Corbyn in Britain, of Yanis Varoufakis, and of Bernie Sanders and Barack Obama, being presented as the next political figure that will deliver hope and change, and put an end to destructive economic policies and austerity. The same thing which we were told of Alexis Tsipras prior to his election in January 2015, and the same thing we were told about Barack Obama in 2008 and Bernie Sanders during the current campaign season in the United States, promising hope and change to gullible voters. What I absolutely cannot understand is how there are still so many voters, including supposedly leftist and anti-austerity voters, who instead of judging Konstantopoulou and the rest of the saviors on their actions when they were actually in a position of power, instead choose to fall for the same rhetoric and promises again and again and again, falling for these promises instead of looking at what these saviors have done in reality beyond their rhetoric and empty words. So now we have Zoe Konstantopoulou going from television station to television station in Greece, launching attacks against Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras about how he betrayed the people of Greece, about how he lied and did not keep his promises. And I wonder out loud, wasn't Konstantopoulou part of that first Tsipras-led government? Wasn't she the president of the Greek parliament during that time? Did she not also vote yes to all of the austerity measures that were passed by the Syriza government? Wasn't she in a strong position where she could have spoken out against what was taking place? Why wasn't she saying these things then, as they were taking place and when she was in a position of strong influence? Instead, at the time, she was telling us that Syriza's promise to tear up the memorandum and austerity agreements was a mere figure of speech, justifying in this way the betrayal which she is now supposedly speaking out against. I'm sorry, but where was Zoe Konstantopoulou when the other great and brilliant savior, Yanis Varoufakis, who was Greece's finance minister at the time, was saying publicly that the Greek public debt, the same debt that Konstantopoulou was supposedly investigating through her debt audit commission, would be repaid in perpetuity? Why didn't Konstantopoulou say anything then, when Varoufakis undermined her debt audit commission? And not only did Konstantopoulou not say anything then, but it is entirely likely that her new political movement will be closely affiliated with Varoufakis' own newly launched pan-European movement. Where was Zoe Konstantopoulou when the Tsipras-led government, with Varoufakis still in his position as finance minister, passed without any parliamentary debate a decree which confiscated the cash reserves of the Greek public sector, all to make 1 month's worth of loan repayments to the IMF? Money that was used, in other words, for the partial repayment of a debt whose legality was supposedly still being investigated by Konstantopoulou. Why didn't she speak up then? What the dynamic, outspoken, brave Zoe Konstantopoulou did know how to do, though, was to publicly show her support for the Tsipras government when the time came to do so, following the complete rejection of the July 5th referendum result. The patriotic, heroic Konstantopoulou, instead of speaking out or leaving the government even at that final moment, when the no result of the referendum had been thrown in the trash by the Syriza government, and when the third and most onerous memorandum agreement so far was ready to be signed, she did not have the gumption to say no, which is what 62% of Greek voters had just said, resoundingly, in the referendum. Nor did the heroic Konstantopoulou have the guts to shut down debate in the Greek parliament and paralyze the government's efforts, even though she had the power and authority to do so as president of the Greek parliament. Instead, Costandopoulou continued to publicly proclaim her support for Tsipras and for the Syriza-led government until she was finally informed by Tsipras that she would not be included on the ballot for the snap parliamentary elections of September 20th. Only then did Costandopoulou seemingly remember that a major betrayal had taken place and that the Syriza government had not kept its promise to the Greek people. This is the same Zoe Costandopoulou, the same faux savior, who only knows to wear pants when she appears in front of the television cameras like the well-trained actress that she is, who is now supposedly the next savior of Greece, the charismatic political figure that will bring democracy back to Greece and defend her homeland. Which homeland, though? For when we talk about the patriotism of Costandopoulou, we are certainly not talking about her patriotism towards Greece, but instead towards Europe, as we see quite clearly through the so-called Plan B for Europe, which she recently signed along with Yanis Varoufakis and others, a plan which does not question in the slightest the structure of the so-called United Europe or the Eurozone, ignoring completely the root cause of Europe's current problems, a Plan B which proposes as a solution for countries like Greece the introduction of a parallel currency or parallel system of payments, which would be presented to the gullible public as a return to a national currency, but which would in reality create a two-tiered economy, with domestic payments being made with worthless IOUs, while a few and the privileged would have euros in their hands. Parallel currency schemes such as this have led to economic catastrophe wherever they have been implemented, and yet this is what Zoe Costandopoulou, Yanis Varoufakis, and their legions of followers and apologists are proposing as a solution for Greece. What is completely beyond me is the fact that even when one presents such facts about Zoe Costandopoulou or the likes of Yanis Varoufakis to their fanboys and fangirls, they will immediately rush to defend their heroes, excusing away their actions, claiming at best that they had no choice or that they made mistakes, and asking us to remember the fiery words of Zoe Costandopoulou's first speech in the Greek parliament. Indeed, I do remember that speech, and I remember something else about it too, that Zoe Costandopoulou did not keep any of her promises from that speech. I remember that she voted along with the rest of the Syriza government for the corrupt conservative former government minister Prokopis Pavlopoulos as president of the Greek Republic. I remember that she too approved the decree which confiscated the Greek public sector's cash reserves for the repayment of a month's worth of debt to the IMF, the same debt which Costandopoulou was supposedly investigating. And as for the supposed media war against Zoe Costandopoulou, what many people do not seem to have understood is how reverse psychology works. The major media outlets, knowing quite well that most of the Greek public now despises them, knew that their supposed war against Costandopoulou would serve as the best possible advertisement for her. And now that this first stage of promotion has been completed with success, Costandopoulou can now comfortably make her television appearances on these same stations that were supposedly battling her, such as her recent appearance on the interview program of corrupt pro-austerity journalist Alexis Papagelas, leading up to the launch of her new political movement. When will we stop believing in the saviors that the same system which we need to be saved from provides to us? As for Zoe Costandopoulou and her infamous figure of speech comment, her actions have not only proven that those promises about ripping apart the memorandum agreements were a figure of speech, but so is all of her supposedly fiery rhetoric about democracy and patriotism.
Follow Dialogos Radio on Facebook and Twitter and remain connected to all our latest news and updates. Check us out today at facebook.com/dialogosmedia and at twitter.com/dialogosmedia.
That was our commentary of the week here on Dialogos Radio. Keep it locked in for some more great Greek music.
Πέρασε κιόλας ένας χρόνος που έφυγες και είμαι μόνος. Θα'ρω πως είναι ακόμα χτες που μου πες πια πως δεν με θες, που μου πες πια πως δεν με θες. Και έχω μια δίψα
να ακούσω τη φωνή σου. Κι έχω μια δίψα να αγγίξω το κορμί σου. Μέσα στη θάλασσα του πόνου μου βουλιάζω και σου φωνάζω. Κι έχω μια δίψα να ακούσω τη φωνή σου. Κι έχω μια δίψα να αγγίξω το κορμί σου. Μέσα στη θάλασσα του πόνου μου βουλιάζω και σου φωνάζω. Πέρασε κιόλας ένας χρόνος, μα είναι αγιατρευτός ο πόνος. Νιώθει η καρδιά μου ορφανή, γιατί είναι η θέση σου αδιανή, γιατί είναι η θέση σου αδιανή. Κι έχω μια δίψα να ακούσω τη φωνή σου. Κι έχω μια δίψα να αγγίξω το κορμί σου. Μέσα στη θάλασσα του πόνου μου βουλιάζω και σου φωνάζω. Κι έχω μια δίψα να ακούσω τη φωνή σου. Κι έχω μια δίψα να αγγίξω το κορμί σου. Μέσα στη θάλασσα του πόνου μου βουλιάζω και σου φωνάζω. Να ακούσω τη φωνή σου. Κι έχω μια δίψα να αγγίξω το κορμί σου. Μέσα στη θάλασσα του πόνου μου βουλιάζω και σου φωνάζω.
Φεγγάρι πέφτει μέσα στον καθρέφτη και όπως το κοιτάζω πάνω του διαβάζω φοβερά μυστικά. Και όπως το κοιτάζω μια ψυχή του τάζω μην τα πει πουθενά. Φεγγάρι πέφτει στο σεντόνι, πως φοβάμαι τώρα που με μόνη. Πέφτει στο κρεβάτι που να κλείσω μάτι μέσα στις ενοχές. Πέφτει στο σεντόνι και το τσαλακώνει και βουλιάζω στο χτες. Ψηλά το φεγγάρι, είδε πόσες φορές σ' είχα κάνει να κλαις και στο χρώσταγε χάρη. Τις παλιές σου πληγές έκανε προσευχές. Πέφτει το φεγγάρι. Φεγγάρι μες στο πρόσωπό μου, χτες το βράδυ μπήκες στον ήρω μου. Έκοψα το νήμα και μου κάνει σήμα να πληρώσω το κρίμα. Σ' σε κανά το θύμα. Κι όμως με ένα βήμα θα με πάρει το κύμα. Κι ψηλά το φεγγάρι, είδε πόσες φορές σ' είχα κάνει να κλαις. Και στο χώρο στα γεχάρι, τις παλιές σου πληγές έκανε προσευχές. Πέφτει το φεγγάρι. Το φεγγάρι πέφτει στα μάλια μου. Έχεις γίνει τώρα η σκιά μου. Πόσα σου έχω κάνει, μια ζωή δεν φτάνει να πληρώνω για χτες. Πέφτει το φεγγάρι, πέφτει και το ζάρι που μετράει ένα θες. Κι ψηλά το φεγγάρι, είδε πόσες φορές σ' είχα κάνει να κλαις. Και στο χώρο στα γεχάρι, τις παλιές σου πληγές έκανε προσευχές. Πέφτει το φεγγάρι. Το φεγγάρι πέφτει στην πλατεία. Τώρα περιμένω τιμωρία. Όρκο θα σου δώσω πως θα μετανιώσω που σε πλήγωσα τόσο. Πέφτει το φεγγάρι και πως με κοιτάζει να πληρώσω διατάζει.
Dialogosmedia.org, our website which brings you the latest news from Dialogos Radio, live streaming of Dialogos Radio 24/7, podcasts, on-demand programming, and much more. Visit us today at Dialogosmedia.org.
We just heard Eleni Dimou here on Dialogos Radio with Pefti to Fegari, and prior to that, Yannis Parios with Echo Mia Dipsa. This is Dialogos Radio, where today's broadcast is just about ready to come to a close, but on our upcoming broadcast, the Dialogos interview series will feature an interview with Despina Kreatsoulas of the newly founded Politismos Museum, which is an online museum of Greek culture. Despina will talk to us about the museum and the idea behind it, and that is coming up on the next edition of Dialogos Radio and the Dialogos interview series. We will wrap up today's show with one final song with Yannis Kotsiras and Ena Vradi Pouvreche. Thank you for joining us here on Dialogos Radio and have a wonderful weekend.
Που βρέχε μονότονα, έφυγες αγάπη μου. Ποιο ξέρα και θα τον σκοτώνα. Ένα βράδυ που βρέχε μονότονα. Ένα βράδυ που βρέχε μονότονα. Μουσική.
βράδυ που βρεχέ. Μέχρι το ξημέρωμα έφυγες, αγάπη μου.